All right, 96 Question fans, thank you for coming back this week. We're going to find out who is disgusting in this locker room. Teddy, who on this team is the most disgusting, grimy person you've ever met?
Disgusting, grimy person. Like, hygiene or?
Just in any way possible, disgusting and grimy.
Me?
Why you?
I'm a savage.
In what ways?
Every way. I ain't laughing.
I am.
I'm a savage. And I got a savage next to me, right there.
He says he's a savage, but yet you look at how clean his locker is.
You ain't that savage, homeboy.
Dalvin, who is the most disgusting, grimy person you met on this team?
I don't know, man. For real. It depends on which way you're trying to take it, though.
Whichever way you want to take it.
D-line and O-line. O-line.
O-line, definitely.
No, D-line.
O-line.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the D-line.
You only went with the D-line because you want your O-line to block for you.
I'm going to say Shamar just because.
Shamar? Why Shamar?
Because from New York.
No, my O-line going to block. I didn't want to say Reef.
Okay, so why Reef?
You go look and you tell me.
Bowel movements. That's one.
You go look and you tell me, boy. Go check his lockout, man.
It's actually not bad. Who is the most grimy, disgusting person you've met on this team? Just so you know, you have been called out.
I've been called out?
Yes.
That's crazy. Dirty, grimy?
Yes.
I have to go with my boy Reef.
Why Reef?
He's done some dirty things. He'll clear out like a whole room by himself.
Bowel movement.
Yes.
I'm with you 100%.
I'm going with Roof.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever done alone?
I explained this earlier.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever done alone?
A lot of things. You know, I've done a lot of things alone that's been pretty weird. But like I said, Pokemon Go is probably the weirdest one I've done alone so far, you know. I still got a lot of growing to go do, you know? I mean, get older, you know, might do a lot more weird things alone. Never know. Just saying. But for now, it's Pokemon Go.
Aviant, who is the most disgusting, grimy person you've met in this locker room?
In this locker room?
Yes.
Like, disgusting?
Yes.
Oh, Nick.
Nick Easton. Why Nick Easton?
He's just a nasty person. Like, I can see him being like the person that does not care about like hygiene or something like that.
Who is the most disgusting, grimy person you've ever met in this locker room?
I hate to do it.
Are you?
Kentrell.
Oh, why Kentrell?
Well, he just told me a story, and he stopped halfway through and didn't finish the story and would not tell me to finish the story. So that's why I'm mad at him right now. But look at his locker. I'm talking about hygiene, locker.
Just everything.
Grimy.
Who is the most disgusting, grimy person you've ever met in this locker room?
I don't know. I've had some pretty good locker mates. My day. Mackenzie's pretty bad, though.
What is it about Mackenzie?
It's pretty messy. It just doesn't smell all that great, and and that says enough.
Speak more about his smell.
I'd rather not. You know, it's not something I enjoy, and I don't want to recall it. You could probably smell it from there, can't you?
If you made a facial expression on how he smelled, give it to me now.
A facial expression?
All right, guys. So, as you see, we've got a few guys that are kind of disgusting. As for my vote, I'm going to roll with Sharif Floyd. And obviously his locker actually has been cleaned out, as you saw. But bowel movements, that's going to be my reason why.
What?
Said you wanted to talk.
All right. Let's talk. B-Rob, what goes into 96 questions?
A lot. Well, first off, we have to schedule it, so that's Thursdays. Secondly, we have to come up with a question. A lot of the times it comes off of the cusp, you know, like our badminton question today, which was not very good, which we were going to change up. Jordan wants to roll with it, but that's not going to happen. And then sometimes you've got people like Dalvin Cook that put you on Snapchat. Then you have to make sure that you get in here and get enough interviews in order to edit something and put it up. You know, because sometimes people avoid you, some people don't show up.
I got a question.
What?
If Bob has $7.
Okay.
And he buys a sack of apples.
Okay.
For $4.
Okay.
Each apple costs 50 cents.
Okay.
How many apples did he buy?
He bought 8 apples.
I didn't know where I was going with this, but...